Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I may not sound like it, but I am Juicebox.
It's still me, Cynthia Kipps. Mwah. How are you feeling, Juice? You seem a little hoarse.
I have strep throat again. So that's super fun, but I caught it really early. I know, but I caught it really early this time and I got meds and I'm all good. I'm on like day one of my meds, so I know tomorrow I'm already going to feel 100% better.
And you know, you've been working so hard. It's Pride season. You're yes. traveling everywhere. It's a lot of recycled air.
I know.
You know, I think airplanes. That feeling, do you ever, it's like so hot outside and so you appreciate air conditioning, but at some point you're like, how fresh is this air, you know?
I guess. I really like air conditioning.
It freaks me out and after like, a while, though. Like, sometimes it's too moist.
I don't know. But I'm in Ontario where the air sucks, so it's just like I'd rather the recycled inside air than the outside smoky air.
Is that part of it, too, the smoky air? Do you think that's giving you strep?
Well, I felt like this on my way home, so I wouldn't say that the smoke had anything to do with it, but like... I got off the plane and I really haven't left my house because of the smoke, because my throat already hurts. So I was like, I'm not going to go out in the smoky air and make it worse.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Well, good thing this is an audio platform. Yeah. So we get to hear your sexy, raspy voice.
Yeah, good thing this is an audio podcast. So everyone just has to deal with my like,
But for our Patreon supporters, we're kind of twinning today.
We're both wearing like a dark gray and a black hat.
Yeah, I should wear mine backwards and then just have like, we both have snapbacks.
And maybe put an overall on.
Overall, you missed the mark.
Did we ever do where I'm wearing my Cynthia wig?
No, not yet, because the only time you've worn the what wigs, we were both in drag, so it didn't hit the same. And then now my blonde is like darker. We missed our overlap of the peroxide bleach. Next time my hair is bleached out like that, because you know I'll have another crisis.
We
must do that. It has to happen.
We have to, yeah.
But can we talk about the fact that we recorded the podcast last week in full drag in person? That was hilarious.
Yes. So any of our, if we don't have any Patreon people, or if we have people, oh my God. So if there's anybody listening and they were thinking about joining the Patreon, last week we were in full drag sitting next to each other in a hotel room in Seattle. Super fun. I did not want to do it, but Kendall Gender was just in our ear and said it would be. What did she say? I don't want to say it's stupid to not do it, but it's not smart.
Yeah, that's the language Kendall uses.
Yeah, it's not stupid. That's mean to say, but it's definitely not smart.
She basically called us dumb in a taxi. So we were like, okay, I guess we'll record.
I guess we should do this.
But here's the thing about the Patreon. You never know what our faces are doing between the girls talking. And somehow in drag, we are just extra, extra sassy. So you never know when we're going to be in full face recording the pod.
Well, you had a few cocktails.
Oh, girl.
And so we were sure. I know, but we were sure that you were going to be the one who was a little spicy. But it was me because I was still in drag when I didn't need to be. So I was just Spice City. I was saucy last week.
When Juice needs a snack, she's extra spicy. I love it.
Yeah. Hangry Juice is wild.
Well, then question for you. Did you have a snack before this week? Or are we going to get another spicy juice?
I'm not hungry right now because I'm sick, so I don't really have a.
Ooh.
Yeah, so maybe.
Curveball.
I don't know.
Okay.
I am in a bit of a sour. I will say, I am in a bit of a sour mood. So maybe.
I was gonna say, I was like, girly, I can feel the energy, and I love it.
I'm a little spicy today. Yeah.
She's a little spicy chicken wing. Okay, can we dive into episode 9, All Stars 8?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's fucking do it. Okay. Let's break it down. I thought Alexis Michelle and Lala Ri kind of formed an alliance at the top of last week's episode. And then Alexis Michelle pulls Lala Ri's lipstick. Pourquoi? I thought they had an alliance. Lala saved Alexis.
I mean, but didn't she also have an alliance with Candy as well?
That wasn't until after. I feel like...
Oh, really?
I feel like it was a little dodgy, sketchy boots for Alexis Michelle to save Candy. In that moment, I felt like Lala saved Alexis, so it was going to be for like eye for eye, tit for tit. And then on Twitter, didn't Alexis say she regretted her decision?
I think she only said that because she was getting dragged.
Okay.
You know, and then Candy, who just likes to fuck with people, has been sort of, you know, playing the strings a bit, you know.
I just thought it was funky boots. I don't know. I saw that decision and thought, okay, I guess. I thought in the moment, perhaps Alexis was intimidated by Candy Muse.
Maybe. I think so. I wasn't surprised by it because I feel like this whole season we've been getting a lot of Alexis contradicting herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like her kind of bursting into tears at any minute when it doesn't feel like an appropriate time to cry. Her saying she's going to do one thing and save one person and doing the other, you know. So I feel like we've been getting a lot of that. So I wasn't surprised when she sent Lala home and decided to keep Candy.
I had to write it down. Alexis, when confronted, was asked, and she said, "I never said I would save Lala. I said I'll never forget what she did for me."
Yeah, that's like, okay. Okay.
Semantics. Lawyer Alexis, yeah, it's Michelle.
It's very that. That's why it was just like, I wouldn't trust Alexis when it comes to that sort of situation at all. But
hey, but did you know it took Jessica Wilde 13 years to be in this top four?
That's crazy.
That's a long time, girl.
I know. That's really crazy. And it's kind of funny to think about, like, that's how long ago her season was. But then when you, like, go back and you see those clips, like, her makeup is vastly different. She doesn't look younger because she's just blessed with looking kind of like the same. Like, she's just got great skin. But you see all the queens around her who look substantially younger, you know, from her season.
I was going to say, it's not only just Jessica's makeup, but pop culture looks vastly different. Like, it's so crazy to see. I love when we do throwbacks to earlier seasons because it just contextualizes how far, like, Drag Race as a program has come. It's truly, like, unparalleled at this point. It's such a glow up and an interesting journey that, yeah, to see her 13 years, that just blows my mind.
I know. But I mean, it's definitely her getting her flowers. Like, it's exciting that she's in a top four after that long. Where did she land in her season?
Ooh, I'm actually not too sure.
Me either. I think she was, like, late, not middle of the pack, but because she definitely stayed a long time. It was Tatiana who sent her home.
Fair. I love it. Semi-qualified, y'all. We don't do our facts.
Exactly. Well, I remember because I saw a clip on TikTok today where they say Tatiana stays, and she goes, you play with me? Like, she doesn't believe her. And Jessica's just sitting there like, you fucking bitch.
That was good acting. You're being sick, Jews.
Thank you. It's the raspy voice.
God damn, the commitment, the professionalism. Okay, it's a new day in the workroom, and clearly the queens got a weekend because not only do we see beards, we see energy.
Oh, yeah. They got a few days to sleep.
They definitely got 2 days off. Like, the beards are full. The smiles are bright.
Mm-hmm. They fed them for 2 full days.
You could just
lock them in their room. Yeah. Maybe they had, like, a pool time to, like, sit in the pool.
Absolutely. They got a proper rest between weeks. So we're getting positivity in the workroom. And then we got RuPaul coming out in some zebra messing and a cute
zebra
little,
messing.
A little red booty to tell the queens we're honoring Carson Kressley. Because this week's Maxi Challenge is a tribute roasting Miss
Carson. Now, roasts always make me nervous because it's one of those things where it's like, if someone's not good at a roast, it's uncomfortable to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Cringe Very porn. Uncomfortable. Cringe but I found that porn. When you look at this group, you know, Candy, Jimbo, Alexis, and Jessica, they're all kind of funny and they're all sort of, this is sort of in their wheelhouse, all of
100%.
Them.
100%.
Totally. So I wasn't too nervous with this one. So I was actually kind of excited.
Well, the editing was giving me concern with Jimbo a little bit with the choice of doing a character. I just loved how when they were reading the room, all the queens, everyone's just like, we're not going to do a character, right? Like, we're just going to do ourselves.
Oh, that was funny.
And Jimbo just chimes in being like, I'm actually doing a character.
I mean, I didn't feel nervous, though, because, like, we know how good Jimbo is and we know how good that Joan Rivers is.
Yes. No,
it felt
for
me very, like, we need to give something to this episode. That's what it was giving me.
cool, like a little flavor, a little twist, a line.
It said we need to show that Jimbo's struggling, so the episode isn't just like, look at how funny all four of these people are. We need to add a little spice, you know?
Because yes. Otherwise we get fun beats like Candy just not knowing how to pronounce equestrian. Equestrian? Oh, how did she say it? It was kind of cute. Equestrian.
Something like that.
And then we've got Alexis Michelle. She's nervous because on her original season, her roast was probably one of her biggest flops. I always think of her in those green foam tits, just kind of fumbling along.
I'll never forget about, do you watch the show, Tamar?
Exactly. Exactly. So you can tell she was actually really nervous writing her set.
Oh, yeah. Her roast was bad in her season.
Bad.
Like, she was just kind of mean and, like, sort of dry.
It felt like she hadn't... When I watched the clip in this episode, it seemed like she just didn't know her material. Like, she just wasn't familiar with her script enough. So I was actually very pleasantly surprised with her roast this...
Oh, me too.
This
me too, me too.
Time around. But yeah, it's so fun. Because Alexis won last week, she gets to do the run of show. She gets to order the queens. And yes. How do we feel about her order? She picks herself as opener. It's kind of the safe choice. Make sure no one takes your jokes.
I guess. I think it was the bad choice.
If she's not feeling confident, if she's not feeling confident from like last season, it's nice because you don't have anyone to compare it to. It's like she's the very first one, but you do have to warm up the room. I think that's the one disadvantage to opening. You kind of have to bring the audience with you.
But I mean, it gives you the opening for you to be completely eclipsed by the other three. People are going to forget about you. See, I think she should have went third.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Because third is like, it's middle of the pack. I think it's the safest bet. If you, one of, it's, no one's going to take all your jokes, you know? That's never going to happen. If one of your jokes is taken, you can just venture onto something else or say the joke again, but funnier, you know? So I think she should, make
See,
it, or say the
joke.
Yeah, so you say the joke and be like, I know you already heard that one, but, you know, like you make it funny. So I found that if she would have put either Jessica or Candy first and allowed herself to go third, I still think she probably would have landed in the bottom, but I don't think she would have been as sort of forgotten about, because I found the time I was at Candy and Jimbo, I didn't even remember what she said.
Do you remember our favorite bit from Seattle?
Ooh, remind me.
So Juice goes on first and she's signing off on the mic and she's like, okay, I'm gonna go change my wig and take a shit.
Oh, I know. I always say that.
And then I got up there and said, I need to take a shit, because I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And we just kept doing it all night. It was our running
bit. Did Kendall do it?
I think
it doesn't feel
at
part
that
of her
point,
brand.
She was prompted and she might have said, no, she doesn't have to take a shit. But in a way, that was still bringing the joke up. So
good. Yes. I was like, I can't see Kendall ever saying that. She's just a proper, sweet little baby.
Oh, no. We'll make her do it. We'll corner her. We're not going to say it's stupid, but it's not smart.
It's not stupid for you to not join our joke, but it's definitely not smart.
So for the rest of the show, we've got second, it's Jessica. And then third is Candy. And then closing is Jimbo as Joan Rivers.
Smart. So smart.
Smart. What did we think about the surprise appearance from Katya? I looked down at my phone and I look up and I was like, that's Katya.
I found it made little to no sense.
But she never does.
I know when they were like, oh, we'll get Katya to come in and help them with the roast, it felt like it was just more like a funny thing for the fans rather than any help for them. Because there was no help for them. It was mostly just her like gossiping. It was like it felt as if like she was like desperate to know what was happening on the season, as like we all are when we're like in the dressing room with a girl who was just on. You're like, so tell me the tea, babe. Like it felt like that.
No, 100%. It just was pure camp and hilarity. Like, I don't even know if there was an intention for her to give sound advice or if this is just like Katya getting to take the driver's seat being like, that's silly. I'm not going to ask a single serious question. Like, it's my favorite. This episode was full of that. Between Jimbo and Katya, I feel like they radiate in a similar like chaotic energy that's just so entertaining. Like, there were points of this episode where I was like, this feels like a fever dream, and I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you sure thought it was a fever dream because you have a fever.
I had a fever. Sitting there, I was actually watching this. I woke up 7 in the morning, wrapped up in blankets, sweating my ass off with my little phone, just watching because I didn't want any spoilers.
Oh my god. Oh, my baby. My poor baby. But yes, we get our surprise from Katya. And, you know, all is well in the workroom. I wonder if Katya gets enough vitamins and nutrients, like us juice. I wonder if she drinks AG1.
I was so confused. Do you know what? I agree with you. I wonder if Katya gets her vitamins and nutrients all in one simple drink at the beginning of her day.
Do you think she does it in one simple scoop?
I think it's just one simple scoop. Shake it up in your own personal AG1 water bottle, and I think she just goes about her day.
If you haven't caught on, SQ Cuties, we're talking about our partner again on the podcast, Athletic Greens. AG1 is a nutritional drink that personally I take every day because I want to make sure I'm taking all my vitamins and nutrients like allegedly Katya. Mm-hmm. Just simply mix it up with water, give her a shake, and that's it. We are back. Main stage. Here we go. Okay, we get a new vibe from RuPaul. RuPaul is coming out in big, but rather, not like tall, but rather long hair.
It was weird and almost unnerving to see.
I loved it.
It's so flat.
It was so different. I don't think we've seen this little hair above RuPaul's forehead ever.
It's almost like RuPaul, in my mind, has a cone head. Yes. Because her hair is always so high. So to not see the cone and to see just flatness felt strange.
But sometimes in fashion, I love surprise, and just like the element of unexpecting that I loved it. I literally thought it was so different. And it felt still like old Mama Ru, like regal, elder, wise Ru because of the hair color. But then we were getting like Beyonce curl volume in a different, I don't know, I just loved it so much. I thought it was kind of fun and random. You found it unnerving.
No, I loved it. I found it unnerving. It was so beautiful, but it was one of those things where it was just like, something feels off.
Right. Okay, did we think something was off with Michelle Visage? She was kind of giving the McDonald's M. Arch bang hot comb treatment.
You know how I feel about the M. Arch bang.
We were just talking about
this. I cannot stand it. I hate it. I think it looks... It's very rare that I think that looks good on someone. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't like when you middle part and then like raise your hair up like 3 inches.
It gives tidal wave, like surfing
it's
tidal
so
wave.
It's so strange. It's such a strange look. But she looks great.
Is it a good hairline for someone with maybe a slightly smaller forehead? Does that give the idea of like, length? Is that maybe the intention?
I don't know. I hate it.
Asking for my small foreheaded girlies.
Yeah, not me. My forehead just goes on forever. My forehead goes on to the back of my head.
Do you know what's so depressing? When I see my like wig hairline and then my real hairline and how they are just starting to get further apart.
And our sponsor next week will be Istanbul Hair, where me and Cyntha will be going for our hairline surgeries.
Just you wait. Just you wait.
I almost messaged them the other day. I was just like, you only need to not wear a wig for 6 weeks. I could take 6 weeks off.
Oh, I thought you said like 6 months at one point.
See, that's what I thought. But after 6 weeks, you are allowed to wear hats again.
Okay.
So... something to think about.
Something to think about. Also something to think about is our man of the hour, Carson Kressley.
Oh, yeah, and his funky little shirt.
His funky little sequin top. Okay, do we want to dive into the roast?
Yes, let's dive right in.
Let's dive into the roast. Okay, we get Alexis opening, and she actually did a good job.
Oh, she wasn't as awful as she was last time. She was actually, there were some gentle giggles on my end.
I thought she was a little bit of a slow start, but by the end, she actually worked in some numbers or some jokes that were funny. The how to look good naked, which you don't. That was like a quick button. The thing with these roasts is you have to be quick. You only get like, it's a word count thing. It's like comedy and tweets.
Yeah.
You can't be too wordy. I'm always, you know, that's something I struggle with. It's like blabbermouth. It's like, nope, get to the point. What is the joke?
And so Where are the jokes?
I
felt like she was funny, but again, like what I said, I found it to be just kind of forgettable. Like it was a gentle giggle.
Uh-oh. But that wig. I loved how high and like PC it was. Fun colors.
It's good.
Yeah, she's had great hair all season. Whoever's doing her wigs, chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have Jessica Wilde. She's being very funny. I think Jessica just radiates in a funny territory at all times. Mm-hmm. She just is so much fun. Again, it's the starting. Sometimes I think the queens have to hear the laughter in the room to really start to sit in their seat. So it took her a second, but toward the end, she was killing it.
I thought she was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. The whole bit about, you know, charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent, the way she was finding a fun throwaway each letter, it made me laugh.
And they even told her, like, in her thing, like, she needs to tighten it up. And she did. She tightened it right up, and it was hilarious. I thought she was great. I didn't think – I know it was if you're not in the top, you're in the bottom. But I felt like if it were to do anything, she probably would have been top two. Like, if Jimbo didn't win, I think it would have been hers.
No, I agree. How did you feel about Candy's performance?
I think she was too fast.
I agree. I'm nodding aggressively and remembering I'm on a podcast. Yeah. Could you hear this? I agree. I think she still rushed it. I know with Candy, it's part of her charm and uniqueness is her voice. But every once in a while, if she's not really clearly mic'd and sitting still, it could be like, it's like, wait, what did you say? I want to hear it. I want to hear it because I know it's really funny.
I know. I just felt like, she was just sort of like pushing out the jokes as fast as she could. Mm-hmm. She wasn't really like taking the time with it that I would prefer because her jokes were funny. And even like I liked her save with the Juwendo that was a little bit rough. I forget what it was. But she just went, it's a roast, y'all. You know, like, you know, she was able to save it. That same thing like with what I said with Alexis. Like,
it was Jimbo's Achilles heel, the lack of lip sync wins. So very appropriate to bring up one more time in this particular episode.
I thought it was funny. I didn't think that was too harsh. My God.
Oh, I didn't think it was harsh either. But I love how everything just, it's movie magic, right? Like it gets brought up and then Jimbo actually
Speaking of movie magic, actually, I have a tangent.
Lay it on.
There is a part in the beginning of the episode where they so obviously chop together what Alexis says about loving someone.
Oh my God, really?
It's insane. It's almost unhinged. It's just like, I love her very much. If you listen, it's just like, it's like they took 8 different sentences, shoved the words they needed together. It was just like, bitch, that editing Emmy out the fucking window. What are you doing?
One word had like background noise, like a car.
I'm not kidding. Like some had like, some, if you really listen, some have like room tone behind them. It's insane the way they said it.
See what happens when you listen with headphones? You catch it all.
I wasn't listening with headphones. That's how obvious it was.
Uh-oh. I was fixing a coffee. I missed the... I could hear it, but I wasn't, like, fine-tuned listening.
Oh.
I love her.
It's very that. Like, it's insane. Like, they've really got to fucking tighten it up on the show.
That's because Alexis gives them each opinion, and then they get to edit it the way they want. Like, she gives them so many opinions.
But it sounded like they took each word from vastly different points and pushed them together. Like different days almost. Like it's like they went like 3 days prior, they grab one from the finale, they grab one from the first episode.
One from
like,
her original season. Her voice is higher.
It's like a little crusty because they had to like take it out off a shelf. Like, ugh.
Analog to digital.
Yeah, this is how spicy I'm feeling as I'm noticing these mistakes.
Damn, daddy. But what did we think about our guest, our surprise roast guest, Tom Felicia in drag.
Well, before we talk about Tom, maybe we should talk about Jimbo.
Oh, shoot. I miss Jimbo.
That's okay.
Okay. Candy was cute, but yeah. A little quick. What did we think of Jimbo as Joan?
Perfect.
Perfect. Took her time. Perfect. Hilarious. I think some of those jokes were maybe like premeditated, but well written.
Well, yeah.
But that was the beauty. Jimbo's ready to win. They've come the whole mm-hmm. season ready, equipped visually, just intellectually, artistically. There's just like a lot dialed, a lot packed and brought to the show yeah. to just be like, this is my showcase. And she's
well, it almost feels like when Jinx won.
Yes.
The whole show, you're like, Jinx is winning, mm-hmm. you know? You kind of have that like feeling like, and even if it comes down to a final lip sync, it's like, did Jinx win her final lip sync? Absolutely not. No,
did Jinx
not
win
at
her
all.
Season?
Yes.
Yes. Overall, yeah. You get so many highlights that sometimes it doesn't come down to a lip sync. It's like an overarching story. Mm-hmm. And I think yes. we saw that tonight. But tonight. Something we didn't see coming, surprise roast guest judge Tom Felicia in drag. It was a little roughhouse, like for me.
For me, it was like, you have all the best makeup artists and best wig stylists on staff. Mm-hmm. And you're letting this girl walk out in whatever the fuck she brought. Like, yeah. What?
And can we get some got to be on that one floppy piece of bang that was in her face?
Like,
the entire
where time? She's not competing. Treat her like she's on the panel. Like, what is going on?
It was so funny, the vast difference. Even just them standing up there and immediately facing the girls that they're addressing, mm-hmm. knowing that they're not playing to camera. Like, we saw, like, we barely could see their face on the main stage of RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, that's yeah. there. You will never find more lights, you know?
Ever.
So the fact that they had hair dangling in front of their face, it was just like, get it together.
And also this, like, $5 Shein catsuit.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Not
what
stones.
Is going on? No stones. A belt? A nude belt. A nude
it
belt.
It literally was a throwaway look because they got out of drag to sit on the panel. They didn't even feel worthy of sitting up there in drag.
I don't care. Get something nicer.
Exactly.
If you're going to wear it for even 5 minutes.
If you're going to show up right.
And I will say, the makeup is just, I don't know who did the makeup. I'm sorry to this woman who did it. But like, it's very like, first time in drag done by a pageant girl. I can't stand this makeup.
It's very heavy handed.
Why is the eyebrow almost in the middle of her forehead? Yeah. What are we doing? What is going on? I hate it.
It's to compensate for the bang piece falling in front. She saw the wig and went, I'll put a high brow.
Do you know what?
Not see it.
The bang piece falling in front is probably fixing an error on the one eye.
Yeah, they pulled it down.
Yeah, they said, this eye doesn't look as good. So,
yeah, come here.
Ooh, just going to do that. And now all of us are like, what the fuck? Because even like the bang, it doesn't even look like an intentional pull down.
No,
like it looks like it fell.
Fell. Moved your head and the curl pattern kind of fell forward. And it's like, take that and pull it back and hit it with some got to be. You've got to be kidding me.
I hate it. I hate it so much. I'm sorry.
It's kind of random.
Anyways, but is Tom Felicia their boy name?
Yes, I didn't catch their drag name.
Oh, actually perfect. No, that's perfect. I don't need to know their drag name.
It's so unintentionally shady. It's like me calling you a creative.
Juice, you looked creative. I thought you looked like an artist.
Cynthia not knowing she's shady, not taking
Cynthia
down
just
Tom's
being like,
Felicia
you know,
name.
Just tell me I look poor. Juice,
no.
You look poor.
Girl, I was in Crocs. I was no better.
Were you in Crocs?
I was in Crocs that night. Our fancy LA party. You went as a creative and I went in Crocs. We're a beautiful pair.
Oh my God, I didn't realize you were in Crocs.
Well, they had diamonds on them. Jewels.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were
jewel-encrusted Crocs. They're the fancy Crocs. My bad.
Speaking of a lot of jewels and rhinestones... Our runway mm-hmm. this week is Snow Bunny. And I feel like we have a lot of sparkle.
It's giving me very reminiscent of my season. We had a We had what was it? The Hangover? Something Hangover?
Yeah, it definitely was very like winter campy.
We had it was like a ski lodge hangover. So ours was a very similar to this one, except ours had to have like a little bit of a messy turn. I actually was going to wear, and I have it on my Instagram, Candy's look and my look are almost identical.
Do you think she stole it?
You're
the inventor of
coats. I mean, it's a panty and a coat.
You invented coats.
I invented panties and coats. Yeah, it was me.
The audacity. I'm telling you, you have to patent these ideas.
I know. I know. I've got to call and get them all copywritten, but it's fine.
And it's not the panty and coat in general. It's them in tandem. It's wearing them.
Yes,
you invented
together.
That.
No one else can do it but me. But speaking of panties, can't see Alexis's because she's in a cat suit.
She is in a cat suit. This look, you love a crushed velvet. Is she serving for you? Is she serving?
I mean, I love a crushed velvet. I like the color. It took me, I would say, a good 25 minutes to understand that that was a hat, or like that was like the, like the back of the hood that was hanging behind her with the pom-pom.
I thought it was a collar.
I thought it was a tail.
I thought it was a tail too, bitch.
Yeah, I thought it was a tail for a really long time. And I was just like, I don't understand what we're doing here. But
was
I will say
pom-pom?
I like
the pom-pom. Was that a pom-pom on the end of the hat? Okay.
Yeah. That reminds me of Carrie. It's a bird. Anyways, remember?
Yes.
At her wedding?
It's a bird.
It's a bird. Anyways, yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. I love the fact that it's a crushed velvet catsuit with like full gloves, full shoe. But the hair is beautiful. The makeup's beautiful. I love the pearls. I kind of hate the long tail thing.
Me too.
Stupid.
If I want to get really silly and arbitrarily just like picky on this one, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, as a whole.
As a whole, the narrative. Oh, wow. It's like I have an overnight bag, but I came to the party already in my jammies. I'm wearing my nighttime cap and it's really long. So careful, I might get caught in the door. It's like, what is going on? I'm like, it's supposed to be sexy, but then it's also cartoonish. I personally didn't like the color of this. I thought everything was kind of washing her out. It just wasn't a fave for me. I feel like she served so much better this season. I thought this week, the runway theme, Snow Bunny, a lot of the girls did it kind of clunky.
Yeah. And if we go on to Jessica, I was going to say Jessica's is a bit clunky.
I would wear this to like Ski Week Pride and look like so chic. But I feel like for the runway, the coats and the boot thing, it just like, I felt like a lot of them did the same thing.
I don't know. Do you know what it reminds me of is when you look up ski lodge on Pinterest.
Yes.
And you see the same six thing. Yeah, it kind of
I felt
like
I was looking at the same Pinterest board. Exactly.
Yeah. And my thing is like I will never like a blue lip. Ever.
No. It makes you look dead.
I hate a blue lip. And like I get it, like Jessica's whole outfit is blue. I get it. I just don't think blue lips look good. And I just found that, like, it was just, like, just the coat in general, like, I just found to be a little cheap.
You know what it is? I think it's the fun fur.
Yeah.
It's not long enough. I used to work in, like, mountain outdoor, you know, apparel. You can find faux furs that have longer like filaments and it evokes luxury. This was a fun fur that was very short and kind of, it just got a little mappy.
I was like, gonna say they look matted.
Matted. And so that I think started to cheapen the look. That finishing should have been like more of a feather or longer hair to make it feel luxurious.
And even like the snowflakes on the coat, I don't know. It's just not for me. I just don't love it. And I normally really like Jessica's stuff. So, eh.
But if I get the Whistler Pride gig during the winter, I am taking that from her because I would be warm.
Take it. You call Jessica. Be like, hey, can I borrow?
Hey, bestie. It's your longtime friend, Cynthia Kiss.
Hey, girly pop. What's going on?
She thinks in Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Right. So moving on to Candy. Candy is just wearing a white coat, a bra and a panty, and a moon boot with some ski goggles. I will say, though, I am bringing up my outfit.
They are your intellectual property. She's wearing
it
your
is the
idea.
Same thing. You invented. I mean, it's not the most creative idea.
And a coat. You invented.
It is the same thing. Like, even down to the hair color, like, it is real close. I am pulling it up.
Show me.
I'm showing you right now. Although mine was like a hangover.
2 hours later.
Shut up. I am so close. My internet is just slow. 4 hours later. Oh my God, the pandemic was so long ago. There it is. Look.
Oh, actually, it is very similar.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, they're so close. Like, even the panty is almost the same sort of look.
I am kind of finding it hilarious that Juice, I love you, but it's a crystal panty.
It's a crystal panty with a crystal bra, crystal corset, with a fuzzy white coat, white blonde hair, and crystal. But she has the moon boot. I have a heel. Because you know what? Because pussy wears pumps and cross dressers wear flats.
Because pussy dies in a snowbank.
Because he dies in a snowbank. I'm just being silly. It's her look is beautiful. It's a panty and a coat. Like, I'm sure tons of people have done it. Anyways, hers, though, I love
royalties.
That.
She
I want money. I do love that her panties are, or not her panties, her tights are stoned. The panty is almost just like, what's it called? A chastity belt, almost.
There were spaces and strings. Mm-hmm. It was very, once she took the coat off, I felt like it wasn't a complete outfit. I hate to say it. Because I'm now critiquing your outfit because it was the same.
I feel like the coat needs to stay on. Yeah.
And she needs to swap that moon boot for a cute little stiletto.
No, I like the moon boot.
So that it stays different.
No, I thought it looked great. I'm obviously biased because I wear the same thing. So I love it.
So up until this point, I felt like everyone was kind of giving literal winter apparel in some sort of fashion on the runway. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate Jimbo coming out in something that felt like it was variety. And it also felt like a Pokemon evolution of how they appeared in that ball on CDR 1.
I was just about to say, this looks like kind of her evolving that look.
Totally. Phoenix Rising.
Mm-hmm. Because it's so that pretty. Same fabric, and mm-hmm. I feel like she just thought, I think she also saw the similarities to our season and said, I'm just going to remake it so it's glamorous.
No, absolutely. She should have looked at this runway prompt and thought, I am the chosen one. I am the golden child.
Yeah, it was almost like it was made for her.
Exactly. Like, the runway prompt might as well have been like baloney. And Jim will go, oh, I wonder if like they should want me to do my baloney bit.
They do clown. There's a clown runway next week.
Girl. Oh my God.
She would run with
Triggered.
It.
Triggered.
Oh, oops.
Oh my God, something from my season. Triggered.
But yeah, everything about it was beautiful. Those like what you were saying, instead of the short fun fur, she has these long feathers. You know? Mm-hmm. So it does evoke that like glamour and like everything. And even her makeup is like, I think, the prettiest she's done it. Like that frosty lip. I've been really into frosty lips lately. So
I want that on a t-shirt.
I've been really into frosty lips lately.
Just that idea of like a deep, deep brown liner with like a frosty, frosty like lip, like with like a silver highlight on the eye. Like, give me 1995.
I was going to say, you are living in the 90s.
Yeah, I'm still there.
And that wig, I thought it was so pretty on her. How much height it had. She looked like a little iceberg.
Yeah, she looks great. Nothing wrong with it. 10 out of 10.
And 10 out of 10. And now you're either the top all-star of the week or you're all in the bottom, up for elimination. Dun, dun, dun.
Please, these gays. They're trying to murder me.
We really are. It's life or death here. On All Stars 8. Who's our winner, baby? Who took it?
Jimbo. Sweet Jimbo.
Fourth win of the season. That kind of blows my mind. I'm not surprised, though, because it was a phenomenal phenomenal performance, and production is not letting our sweet, sweet baby Jimbo be up for elimination, because any other queen would just, with a dagger, go pow. Stab, stab, stab.
Step, step. Space, step, 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 step. They would get rid of her in a second.
Instantly. I would too. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Jimbo. Even I would be like, well, Gorge, I might actually take it then if you're gone.
I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't, because I would be the fan base would of the Reaper.
That's true.
I'd be scared of the repercussions that I wouldn't even touch it. Because then if I won, they would say that I didn't deserve it.
Yeah, and you just kind of have to live that reality for the rest of your life. Smart. Yeah. Smart.
If Jimbo was doing that well, it's smarter to keep Jimbo around. So if you win, you know you're beating some of the best people.
Totally. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So we get Jimbo as winner, which means she gets to lip sync for her life for a fourth time this season. Up until this point, every lip sync for her life has been a little aco taco. No whipped cream, no guacamole.
Botox.
But this time around, she comes out. Is there a name for this baloney character? The talent show act with the white vinyl.
I'm sure there is, but
alien.
I don't know it.
When Jimbo the alien comes out, baloney alien.
I don't know it.
I don't know her.
I don't know it. I'm sure there is. I just can't think about it at the top of my head right now.
But either way, I think it's a fun aspect of Jimbo that we haven't seen on All Stars 8, and it kind of is perfect for a lip sync because it's so absurd. Our lip sync assassin is none other than Silky.
Yeah.
Nutmeg, Ganache, Munch Munch, Crunch Crunch. I was surprised to see her.
Really?
Kinda.
Oh, I mean, I wasn't. When I found that Silky, especially for the amount that she won her lip syncs in her season when she got eliminated, and she did those, what is it, every single week, like the game within a game?
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like that kind of like solidified her as like a lip sync assassin, because I feel like lip sync assassin has sort of been like a term that's been fast and loose with this season, but yes. Silky, I feel like, is very much like, if I had to lip sync, I was motherfucking ready. Like, you know.
You're right. An actual assassin.
Yeah, I feel. But Jimbo actually takes this one. And I think it's because she finally did what we've been talking about this whole season, and that she fell into what she's good at, and her comfort zone is just kind of being an absurd clown skipping around the stage versus like dancing. Like, don't try to dance, babe. Don't try.
You know what I think it was?
Hmm.
Footwear, mama. She was flat-footed. She could
flat-footed
move.
And she made Rue laugh.
She could move. She could be her weird self. She could clown on stage. Remember when we just kept saying she needs to clown on stage? We finally saw that. And then I felt like RuPaul just filmed so many of these lip syncs for their lives that to have baloney chucked at their face is just funny. It switches it up.
I wish one just whopped her right in the face. Like, I wish.
She
I don't know if Jimbo would have won then.
Oh my God. Yeah, I wonder what the policy is there. Like, just like aim completely away from Rue. But yeah. And I'm sure that costume smells awful.
Disgusting. Just rancid.
Disgusting.
Just... Yeah.
Actually, if we ever get any of the girls on that season here, or anyone who's worked with Jimbo when doing that costume, I need to know. What does it smell like? What does it smell like? Does it get worse when they unzip it? Ready to eat?
Anyways, Silky then walks away and says something about like, this is going to go down in history. I lost to Jimbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened.
I thought it was funny.
I don't know if I'll think of Silky, but I'll definitely think Jimbo finally won something. You know, like finally won.
But even the reaction was so pure.
Yeah.
She's so excited.
Yeah. Every time they're up there, they're obviously very nervous. So it's just like pure, raw emotion.
And I think that's what I like so much about Jimbo on this season, is that you can really see that their dreams are coming true. Like, I feel like because of we're Canadians, when you see us on that stage, you really see that, like, I didn't think this could ever happen to me. So there's such like a pure happiness and a pure appreciation with Jimbo on this show that I just find really refreshing.
And as you were saying that, I kind of had a moment where I'm like, with the runway prompt, I feel like every American queen is like, Snow Bunny, Okay, so literally just like boots, coat, you know, I'm skiing. Whereas Jimbo was like, I'm from Canada. Winter represents such like an aspect of Canada. I can turn this into almost more like art and pay homage. Like, it's interesting to see her perspective.
It felt more couture.
Yeah, it's really great. It's such a beautiful showcasing of their talents and, you know, these Canadian girlies. What can they do?
I don't know. So who does Jimbo send home?
Jimbo sends home Alexis Michelle.
Which, like, we all saw coming. Like, I knew she would go home if Jimbo lost the lip sync.
I wasn't sure if we were going to see strategy and send Candy home.
No.
To that point of, like, win with the best?
Win with the best.
Not Jessica Wilde, though? Not, no shade, but, like, why do you
think... No, Jessica's been annihilating it.
But they all have at this point. Like, at this point, no one's really struggle bussing. I guess
Alexis just won. Like, she just won, you know, when everyone else has been consistent the whole season.
See, but I would say perhaps Alexis wasn't giving winning performances, but she was consistently giving good performances. And then she kind of got to, like, finally take one. Like, I don't think been doing bad.
But I think even with this way that you're seeing, the way that Jessica has been, or not Jessica, the way that Alexis has kind of been playing her game, though, I would have gotten rid of her.
True. You're like, okay, bye, you know, bitch.
That's a threat. That's a huge threat, because it's just like, okay, well, I'm going to get rid of you now because you never know what's going to happen next week.
Because you can't trust her.
No, you can't trust her. I remember that.
Trust no hope.
Don't trust that.
It gets a little flip-floppy when you say, you know, you've got someone's back, and then in front of the whole cast, you switch it up.
Yeah.
Maybe
shady
she,
boots.
She wore the shady boots. Well, good for Jimbo. I'm excited. Wow.
Yeah, me too. And next week isn't the finale.
No?
No. So next week is a makeover challenge.
And that's not the finale.
No, well, I don't think so. So there's supposed to be, what I read, there's supposed to be 12 episodes.
Oh, okay, cool.
And we're not on 12 yet. So.
That's math.
That's math. We're not there.
That's math.
So I have a feeling, okay, cool. I think there's either going to be two more or three more episodes. So maybe we're going to get, I know, but maybe we're going to do, next week there's going to be the makeover challenge. But I can't see them going to a top two.
That would be insane.
I've never seen a top two. I think it's either they're going to bring them all back for something, like a Fame Games thing, either a reunion, something about Fame Games.
More. They've got to do something more with this Fame Games thing. It's getting weird. Like, every week RuPaul's like, instead of saying goodbye, she's saying, you're entering the Fame Games. It makes it sound more substantial than it is. If we don't see anything more related to Fame Games...
Well, it's like the only thing we're seeing in the Fame Game is in Untucked. And then if you don't watch Untucked, on social media.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it kind of just like falls by the wayside. If it's not actually involved in the main stage show.
Completely.
So it's just, for me, it's kind of just like, huh? Like, I don't love it. I get it. Like, it's nice that people can still showcase their talents. But it just feels strange to me.
Here's the thing. I love it. And if they feature it in this final arc of the season, I'll truly like it, because then it's integrated into the main show and you're doing what your intention is, still highlighting the eliminated queens package, what they bring to the show. So I hope you're right. A little Fame Games moment.
There's no callers, but I can tell you about Twitter drama that I made.
You made Twitter drama?
I did. I made a boo-boo.
Because you were sick, you were feeling sassy.
No, the cast of Dianenda season three came out, and for like weeks before it was coming out, all of these Australian girls were posting like, very excited for most of these girls, or can't wait for some of these girls. Very choice words. So I was just like, what's the tea, honey? The girls are fighting. Like, I want to know. So all of my tweets have been like floppy on a grande lately. Like, no one's been like even touching them. So I thought it was safe for me to be like, what's the tea, honey? I want to know. Oh my God. I had to mute it.
Whoa. Just by asking, what's the tea?
Just being like, I saying like, hey, all these girls are saying they're only happy for some of these girls. Like, what's the tea? I want to know so bad. thinking like it would just fall by the wayside. One girl would message me from Australia and it would be done. I think it hit like, before I muted it, it was at like 5,000 likes, hundreds of retweets, like I think like over 100 responses. And I was like, oh fuck.
You were the message then, like, board for this said drama.
Yeah. And everyone's so, and the fans are so messy that like, instead of just like DMing each other or like people just DMing me, they were full out writing it in the responses.
Reddit forum. You were literally becoming
the Reddit forum. The Reddit forum. Yeah. And people were like writing out the responses, writing out names. And then like some of those girls were responding. And I was like, I've made a grave error.
That's so funny.
You're just, I know, like, I fucked up.
What's going on? And then it's like spreading a rumor in a room. You're like triangulating, and then everyone just starts screaming at each other.
And I thought it would, like, stupid me, I thought it was going to be like, oh yeah, this girl's a cunt. But it was like so much more than that. So I was just like, oh, I fucked up.
It's giving Regina George energy with Xeroxing the burn book.
Yeah, I know, I fucked up. And it was one of those things where it was just like, I felt like I fed into the hate of the fans. Like, I gave them fuel. Yes. And I was like, fuck, what did I do? So, sorry, my bad. Let me get my ukulele. Not a groomer, just a loser.
Oh my goodness. The
toxic gossip train.
I have so many feelings about that apology video.
I love it.
It was not what I saw coming, but it's very Colleen.
Yes. For those of you that don't know, it was Colleen Miranda Ballinger's Sings. Miranda Sings apology video for grooming like multiple young children and her fans. Not a groomer, just a loser. The only thing I've groomed is my two Persian cats. Like, just so stupid. Did you see Tana Mongeau's response?
Yes, hers was literally my thoughts too. It was like, is this
not real?
This can't be real. Oh, where would we be without Tana Mongeau? I wake up every morning and ask, what would Tana do?
You know what? TanaCon 2024.
Hey, fingers crossed. Should we do a booth at TanaCon?
I think we should.
I think we should. I want to do a panel. Great idea. I want to do a panel at TanaCon.
Gun. But speaking of panels, thank you guys so much for joining us for another week of Semi-Qualified Queens. We really, really appreciate the love and the support. If you guys want to be a part of the conversation or just to join us for a little bit of love, you can join us on Instagram at Semi-Qualified Queens Pod, Twitter at SQQ Pod, and ask us any questions with hashtag Semi-Qualified Questions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
We miss your voices. Record a voice note at www.speakpipe.com/SQQPOD if you want to be heard on the podcast.
Talk to you guys later. Maybe I'll have my voice back. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar! Not a groomer, just a loser.